Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Written Word Podcast with your host, The Frontist. So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on which part of the world you're tuning in from, and join me as we discover the world of glimmers versus triggers today. So, Instagram tells me that glimmers are those micro moments of happiness that you find in everyday life. And triggers, as we all know, are those horrible, ugly things that pull us down or bring us back to not so pleasant times of our lives. So what I need you to do today is indulge in this little mental exercise that's a part of the episode that's going to play shortly. And I need you to pursue your glimmers with a vengeance, okay? Anything small, anything tiny in your everyday life that brings a smile to your face. A cupcake, a phone call with a friend, a long drive, a good piece of music, a good book. A bowl of like really well-made delicious soup. Anything, it could be anything. So just, you know, go after those moments, those smiles, those little happy pockets of sunshine. Like really pursue them with a vengeance. Because, you know, we need to look out for ourselves. The world can be harsh and it can be relentless and it can really bear you down. So, as much as I love talking about triggers and being triggered and, you know, needing to guard yourself against that, protect yourself, all of that, I love doing that. I know most of us indulge a lot of our times in that because we're trying to understand what went wrong and how to fix it. Just for today, you know, lay down your weapons, just breathe and maybe try a different approach. Some days it works for me and I hope it will work for you too. So here's the episode and as always, thank you for listening. It isn't as easy as it used to be. Sounds familiar? You see, this is the number one lie that your brain loves telling you. Okay, maybe not a lie, but not the whole entire truth either. Because this thought is usually formed in the middle of a turbulent time in your life, which was likely temporary, but the effect on your psyche, I'm afraid, is quite permanent. You see, the thing is that our mind loves playing tricks on us, loves to make us see ourselves as victims. And what is the biggest necessity for this mentality to thrive? The presence of a villain, which is then conveniently outsourced to the people and circumstances in our immediate environment. And the only way to defeat this tendency is to counter-question your mind every time you feel that it's trying to run your life as per the same old script. Allow me to give you a small demonstration. Now, this is just a recreation of an imaginary dialogue between you and your brain. Okay, so the brain goes, this isn't as easy as it used to be. So, are you saying I can't do it anymore? No, of course not. I'm just saying that there's a lot going against you. Maybe, but there's a lot going for me as well. But are you sure you can handle it? I've done it before, haven't I? And by the way, whose side are you on? Well, yours, obviously. You have a funny way of showing it. I'm just trying to keep you safe from every threat. Well, I appreciate that, but can I just say something? Fine, go on. We are not in the middle of a war, darling, so I need you to breathe. Let me tell you that all the worst-case scenarios that you love imagining, most of them will never happen. Meanwhile, I'm stuck here in this endless and pointless loop with you while I could be out there in the world living my life the way I like. Well, your way is stupid and dumb and dangerous. Yes, well, so is this my love? Wait, what? I don't understand. Really? Shocking. Okay, see, the thing is, staying trapped inside my head with the thoughts, with these thoughts especially, is dumb and dangerous because it drags me down and stops me from living my best life, because I would rather listen to imaginary fears than experience a vibrant reality. But what's even more worrisome is that as time goes on, I will start believing these fears as if they are the truth, thereby manifesting them into my reality, all of which can be avoided right now, in this moment, with me making the absolute most simple choice to not listen to you. Well, who would you rather listen to then? Who will guide you? Come on, face it, you would be lost without me. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe I won't find my footing for a while. But I guess I don't want to dwell in a cave anymore either. So I'm going to chase my glimmers until I can drown you out. Glimmers? What are those? Well, Instagram says that they are the micro moments in which you feel surrender and joy. That sounds nice. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Hey, you're not doing anything at the moment. Why don't you help me find some? Okay. But wait, how will I know when I find one? Well, that's easy. Just watch me. And when you see me at peace, eyes closed, smile on my lips, or doing a goofy little dance, I'm probably in the middle of a glimmer moment. Gotcha. And what do I do once I find one? That's easy. You keep looking till you find another. So what do you say? Are you up for this adventure? Well, I just have one last question. Shoot. These glimmers, what will they do to us? You know, that's the first good question that you've asked in a while. I like it. Come on, let's find out, shall we? Okay, so now that was an imaginary dialogue between you and your mind that you can indulge in when you feel like it's trying to pull you back from living a bigger life. So go out there, chase your glimmers, find yourself smack dab in the middle of a beautiful happy moment, and then just keep searching and searching till you find a million more. All the best on your adventures. Till next time, this is your host, The Frontiest, signing off. And as always, thank you for listening.